John in the morning with you through till midday. Matt is not here today. He's just having a chilled out kind of day, but he is fine. And he'll be back with us next Sunday, hopefully. The time is 9:21. So let's find out what on earth is going on with the weather. I'm looking at my window to Woking Computer this morning, and I'm seeing scenes that just look a little bit like an angry sky. It's a bit cloudy. It doesn't feel like July. But let's find out what's happening as we welcome our regular weather expert to the show, Simon Evans. Morning, Simon.
Morning, John.
Morning.
Hello.
Yeah, and it's your birthday tomorrow as well, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes. I'll be working half day at Brookwood tomorrow. Then I'll be going back to my house, doing my shopping list for my care. Then I'm going back to my parents' house, a little bit of gardening. Then I'm going to go straight out and go bowling and Woking with my friend Peter Wellman. Then we're going to Wetherspoons. And then I'm having an early night on Tuesday. I mean, Monday night tomorrow, because I'm going to work Tuesday next Tuesday, because I'm going out with my friend, celebrity friend, Gavin Kitchen. We used to be in the Paper Boys a long time ago, on Friday next week for a great hike.
Yeah.
Mount Boxer, which would be nice.
This is brilliant. Gavin Kitchen is, as I discovered, he used to be in Biker Grove back in the day, the show which, of course, launched Anton Deck. So Anton Deck are off doing Saturday Night Takeaway and every other show on telly. And Gavin is working for Cable. Amazing.
He used to work for Lynn Cable.
He used to, yes.
About 2 or 3 years ago, because you have enough of it. So he's got his own club called G8 Great Days Out, which is a lovely club. It runs on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. And it's a wonderful opportunity to go out, bike rides on Wednesday sometimes, or walks. Mostly walks on Friday. I think Thursday's a museum day sometimes. Mm. And he's good at getting good deals and living costs are down.
That
for all of us.
Good.
We don't pay more, which is good. So he looks for good deals. And no, he's a great guy. And he's got his wife, Kate, on a Friday. She's nice. So they're just good friends of mine, basically.
That's good. And it's important, isn't it? You know, I think the last few years, the pandemic has taught us the importance of friendship and the importance of being there for each other. So things like this are brilliant. And I did hear. Did you used to watch Biker Grove back in the day on the telly?
Yes, and to Deck, wasn't it?
Yes.
I used to watch Heartbeat with Gavin Kitchen in it.
Yes.
Emmerdale, he was in Emmerdale. He was in Emmerdale. He played a bad guy at Emmerdale, apparently.
Yeah.
And in Heartbeat, he played a bad guy as well. He's good. He's a good actor. He's really good at what he does. And he's good at swimming as well. He swims with me. He used to swim with me. I used to swim with him. I am a faster swimmer than he is. I'm younger than him.
I did hear they're bringing back. They're bringing back Biker Grove. I don't know what that's going to look like when they bring it back, but that's something that could be happening soon. So that's quite exciting.
Wow, reboot. I have to watch that on the CB, we call it channel now.
Yeah.
It used to be BBC One when I was a young kid. So
yeah, I know. Things have changed a lot. And it's interesting when they bring back a show that has been around, a classic show like that. Is it going to be any good? Are they going to bring it back? And is it going to be just like, what is this? Is it going to be as good as the original? Or should they just sort of leave it at, the original, maybe rerun some old episodes? So be interested to see what they do with that. So, yeah, sounds like you've had, you're having a lot of fun with the groups and getting out and about and doing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the weather, I mean, it doesn't feel like July at the moment, does it, Simon?
No, what the problem we've got at the moment, we've got Super El Nino. With Super El Nino in place, you get more weather coming from the west, from the Atlantic, this summer compared to last year's summer. It's taken a while to start filtering in, but now it's really kicking in, and we're getting the effect of it. I mean, even with Super El Nino, you can still get hot weather for the summer across the UK. So I wouldn't be surprised if the last half of August is drier and hotter with 35 or 30 Celsius, maybe, potentially possible at the moment. But this is long-range forecasting, but it's the last part of summer. And usually the hottest part of summer in the UK is usually the latter end of the holidays, around the end of August into September.
Okay.
And we could have quite a decent September this year, I reckon, a dry one, maybe a hot one as well.
So like a bit of late summer sunshine. I know yesterday, though, I was out doing some shopping and I was in my sort of summer, my summer shirt, and didn't think I'd need a jacket. It looked a bit dodgy, but I thought, it's July, it's not going to rain, so I go and do my shopping, and then of course it started raining, so I got a bit soaked getting back to the car. But you go, Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did last night. I went for a bike ride up the canal and back and forth and just did a bit of cycling. I got a bit wet before. I need to get out and get some fresh air. I can't leave indoors. I'm not an indoor person, so what can you do?
No, exactly. I think just dress for and just take an umbrella with you, take your waterproofs, and you know, we should learn our lesson, I think, living in this country. But I'm just looking at the window to Woking Computer, which gives me a view over the towers of Woking, and I can see it looks very overcast. I can see quite a few clouds over the sky as well. So what's going to happen today weather-wise then over the next few hours?
Well, it's going to be very grey and cloudy, a little bit sunny, and the future looks unsettled. But I'll tell you this, a true story. About 10 or 12 years ago, I was on holiday in Greece on the island of Corfu, and my family got caught up in this fire, and we left the holiday villa, and we went down to the village, and we left our passports behind. My dad made a mistake. Luckily, our passports went blown. We went back to the villa, and the fire had missed it by an inch. But I feel sad for people on that island, Greek island, Rose, today on holiday there, and the holiday islands in Greece at the moment, because they're having an awful time. Their power cuts and everything.
Yes.
What can you do? This is climate change, so it's just heat weather at the moment there.
Didn't we hear also, you know, recently we passed the hottest global temperature and went above 50 Celsius in somewhere in America, the Brasco or somewhere?
Yes.
Nevada, wasn't it? Nevada, yeah.
Yeah, around that part of the world. Mm. And the global sea temperature off the east coast of California, off the Canada area, off the east coast of America, North America, is off the charts. I've never seen, even around Italy, I've never seen temperature that hot in the upper global sea temperature in my lifetime. It's the worst I think it's ever been for 36 or maybe or longer than that years or so.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And of course, you know, we all like a nice bit of sunshine in the summer, but if it gets too hot, it becomes dangerous and, you know, it throws up all sorts of risks.
35 Celsius would be talking about fires and problems like that. So that's what you're looking at. But around here in the UK, we won't get any fires now. Probably the rest of the summer should be all right because it's too wet
that's
now.
Good.
So we're all okay. Right. But the people around that part of the world in the summer hemisphere, well, the northern hemisphere around Greece and America are in trouble at the moment. So, but it's one of those things.
And do you think, Simon, that there's a chance over the last over next week, the coming week, the new week, are we going to get any sort of sunshine, any chance of that, or is it going to be kind of a week of cloud and showers and stuff?
Well, I think it'll get very mixed with some sunshine and showers, cloud amounts will vary for the next 2 weeks, but it will improve by the middle part of August onwards.
Okay.
So it just be one of those sort of starts of the summer holidays for the kids, but it will get better later on. So you'll just have to think about indoor things to do that are cheap and cheaper indoors things.
Absolutely,
The cinema will be more expensive, but if you just do something like paper planes indoors or, I don't know, little games indoors with your kids or whatever like that, you'll survive and you won't spend too much money out of your pocket. That's my advice.
Okay, good advice. So there are some deals about for cinema tickets, and I think everyone's probably going off to see Barbie this weekend. That's the big film in the cinema at the moment. There's lots of pink around at the moment.
Yeah, heard about that.
Yeah.
My friend Peter Bell doesn't want to see it. I'll have to go see it on my own, John.
Are you going to go watch Barbie? Okay, well, let us know what you think of it.
I'll have to go see it on my own because no one else wants to see it. I think all my main friends are a bit, they say it's too childish. I mean, what's wrong with being a child? What's wrong with it?
Please, part of me thinks I want to go and see it because I want to see what it's like, because there's lots of good reviews. Ryan Gosling playing Ken and Margot Robbie playing Barbie. So, yeah, I want to go and see that. So, if you do, let us know and do a little review for us. But for now, what's happening on the YouTube channel then? Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. What can we find on there?
Well, we've got stuff about politics on there, about the by-election. We've got stuff about the climate across Greece and Europe, what's going on. I mean, we've got a video footage of the tennis last Sunday, which I'm talking about TV signal booster, problem with signal with Disney Plus and Netflix. And we've got a lot of other stuff as well on there, content-wise. It's explosive, John. There's lots of stuff on there.
Certainly, there's a lot on there, and it's always very interesting. We always look forward to seeing what you're putting up on there, getting a little glimpse into your life. Well, thank you for coming on, tell us about the weather, and I want to wish you a happy birthday as well for tomorrow when it comes. I'm sure you'll have fun with the bowling.
Thank you very much, John, and happy birthday to your partner that passed away.
Yes.
Lara,
it's always hard, isn't it, I suppose, when you know somebody's not with us. When you get birthdays, it kind of brings up a lot of things, but it's
emotion. Yeah,
yeah.
My sister, very long time ago in 2000 as well. That was heartbreaking as well.
Yeah, but do you know what, I think actually being here on the radio, you know, in what was her show, I think that's a good tribute. So I think she'll approve. So, I'm glad I'm here this morning. Thank you, Simon. Really good to talk to you. Very and much, enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a great birthday tomorrow.
Thank you very much. I will. Thanks a lot, John Andrews. Bye from Simon. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, Simon. There's Simon. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube if you want to find out what he has been up to. So, yeah, it does look a little bit overcast. So if you're out and about, take your umbrella with you, maybe your waterproofs. Hopefully things pick up over the next few weeks.